good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, March 25th, 2025. The atrium at the Bangor Public Library was filled to capacity, and speakers were moved outside so the overflow crowd could hear at a town hall-style meeting Saturday afternoon. One local media outlet estimated that about 400 people were in attendance at the event, but there was one empty seat near the front of the room reserved for Congressman Jared Golden. Organizers of the event, which included Indivisible Bangor and Food and Medicine, among others, said that Jared Golden's office had been informed about the event and that the congressman had been invited, but he did not attend. So this weekend, probably into next a little bit, we'll hear from some of the speakers, some of Jared Golden's constituents, and what they would like to say to Representative Golden.
My name is Robin McCutcheon, and I am a rural Democrat, and I vote. In fact, I'm part of the Lincoln Lakes Regional Democratic Committee. Did you know we have Democrats north of Orono? And I see several of them here today. And Representative Golden, I hadn't realized when I canvassed for you in 2018 and in 2020 that this was a sign of things to come, as we see here today. I'm also a retired Foreign Service officer, diplomat. I've spent most of my career in the Russian-speaking world. In fact, I was serving at our embassy in Moscow when Putin kicked out USAID. That was already more than 15, we're getting on to 20 years ago. And so what we see happening now today is Trump and Musk are completing what Putin started. So I will give you a good word of Russian, because I think we might need that in the years to come. That word is shame. And in Russian, it's pazor. Pazor. You got it. Pazor. And another word about Trump and Musk and all of their entourage, including Big Bulls, who is currently at the U.S. State Department. Another word, down with them. Daloy. Daloy. So yes, I have USAID colleagues around the world, and including at our regional office in Central Asia, many of whom don't even know how they're getting home because they've been cut off from the systems. And also, my old offices at the U.S. State Department are slated for being eliminated. The Office of Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor. Also, the Office of Oceans, Environment, International Scientific Affairs. My portfolio for a long time was climate change. We know what's happening with that. And now, Representative Golden, don't just sit there on these issues. Work with the rest of the Congress. Work with the other Democratic colleagues. And now I have a very specific ask, as I've elaborated to your office, to your staffers, and in writing, and to which I have also received no response. And thanks to the speaker, two speakers ago, because on March 17th, 82 members of Congress of the House, Democratic members, sent a letter to the Office of Personnel Management and to Marco Rubio at the Department of State protesting the new rules for renewing and applying for U.S. passports that dictate that henceforward they will show gender sex assigned at birth rather than gender identity. Well, I happen to be trans myself, and I was the first out U.S. diplomat overseas working and trans, received a Superior Honor Award from the State Department for improving LGBT rights in the countries where I served. But when I go for my new passport, it's going to say, I'm a man, even though I transitioned more than 20 years ago. Chelly Pingree in Maine did sign that letter. Jared Golden did not. My ask to his office is that he add his name to that letter or separately write a letter of his own to protect not just me, but all trans people in the U.S., wherever they may be. And I will end on that and just say once again to Jared Golden for not signing that letter, shame, pazor.
One of the speakers at Saturday's town hall meeting at the Bangor Public Library, Congressman Jared Golden, was invited but did not attend, so the entire event was videotaped, and he will receive a copy of that this afternoon from organizers. We'll continue to play excerpts throughout the week. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.